Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you outrageous little tangerines. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then you listen to it with your brains and say, well, that filled 20 minutes or so of my life. That was better than nothing, I guess.
Better than nothing.
Yeah, it's true. Our show is literally better than nothing.
Sometimes.
Better than nothing!
Now, who are we talking to this week, Andy?
Well, Carrie, this week we were talking to Tabby and Theo. They were nice enough, but as soon as I met them, I could tell that they knew hardly anything at all and needed our wisdoms.
It's true, they were hungry for the knowledges. They wanted to know, why do giraffes have long necks? Does a fly have a brain? What's the opposite of a kettle?
All sorts of stuff. Lucky we were there to help out, wasn't it, Carrie?
Andy, it certainly was. Roll the tape, whatever that means.
Hi, I'm Tabby and I have a very cute hamster called George.
Hello, I'm Theo.
Hello, I'm Andy and I'm 43 years old.
Oh, and I am Carrie.
You're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
So we've got, as we said, Tabby in the studio today, and we've got Theo, who are both seven, and we've also invited back one of our regular guests.
Our good friend, Anthony Plum.
Anthony Plum. So, Anthony, would you like to say hello? Okay, well, we're going to...
He's a bit shy.
He's a little bit shy. We're going to continue to see if we can get something out of Anthony Plum maybe later.
He might have a question for us a bit later.
But, you know, whether he does or he doesn't, it doesn't matter because we've got Tabby and Theo and we are going to be telling them everything we know about whatever they want to know because we're so brilliant.
So amazing and brilliant
amazing
and clever
and
we know
clever.
Everything.
And everything we know. Yeah. And we
but you might not know everything.
Yeah, oh, we do totally though. We everything. Totally know everything.
We even know how to say words clever and we never blurt them up at all.
Yeah. You are lying.
How can you say
how
that?
Rude.
So outrageous.
Let's see about that. You might not get it right.
That's correct.
Yeah, we will though. Go on. Go on. Shall we start?
The challenge has been set down with Tabby giving us
question one.
Who invented words?
Whoa.
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a good question. Who invented words? Well, the thing is, words are made up out of letters, aren't they, right?
Mm-hmm.
So firstly, before the words could exist, the letters had to exist. And then they evolved into words.
But who?
Well, who invented letters in the first place?
Yeah.
It was Clive.
Clive Letters. That's why they're called letters.
Yeah, it's completely true. He was he lived in about the year 2040. And he was walking along one day and he was thinking this to himself. He was thinking...
Because there were no letters and no words, you see.
Oh.
And he thought there's got to be a better way than this.
Yeah, but he didn't think there's got to be a better way than this. He thought... What he thought he was thinking was, there's got to be a better way than this. But he couldn't actually think...
Yeah, he thought, I need to find a way of actually making these thoughts work.
Because there was no word or letters.
Yeah, so what he actually thought was...
Yeah, so what he does, right, is he goes down the shop, right... And he says to the bloke working at the shop, whose name was Harry,
he says...
Because there was no words or letters or words to say anything, right? Mm. But luckily Harry knew what he wanted because Harry only sold pencils.
Yeah, so Harry said to him...
Right, and he had
And Clive was really pleased.
Really pleased. He was so pleased that he shouted...
Right. Which was amazing, which surprised everyone.
Surprised everybody. No one had ever heard someone shout that before. It was quite rude. But anyway, he walked out of the shop, which was called... And he walked back down the high street, and he goes back to his house, right, and he gets the pencil out, and he starts doing what they did in those days back in 2040, and he starts drawing pictures. First he draws a cat, and he says, right, to his wife.
And she said, which he was really chuffed about, because he was quite proud of what he'd done.
Yeah, and then, right, he draws a dog, right, and he says to his wife.
And then she says...
It's quite a good conversation, right? But then...
Because they just would not stop talking, would they?
No, but then they were chatterboxes.
Oh, they were chatterboxes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. If you went round to their house, you could hardly hear yourself think over all the silence.
But there was no letters.
I know.
How could they understand people?
We are getting to that. you know when you... Have you got, like... You've got a pet hamster, haven't you?
Yeah.
But you understand what your hamster wants sometimes, don't you?
Yeah.
Even though the hamster can't talk.
He just bites.
There you go, they used to just bite.
They used to just bite each other the whole time. And so, they knew what they meant.
They knew what they meant, right. So Clive, right, and by... Is it Clive? No, it's Harry. No, it's Clive.
Yeah, no, Harry owns a shop, remember?
I'm confused.
Well, you do, because you ask them their name and they go...
Yeah, and if you're wondering how they had names, I'll explain that presently. But, so what happens next, right, is that Clive, he's drawing the cat, he's drawing the dog, he's having a chat with his wife. And then he draws a monkey, right? And the tail sort of curls round in a loop. And it looks a little bit like an E. So Clive stood there and he goes, "Eee," right?
And his wife puts her hands over her ears because he's never been that loud before in his life.
It's shocking. And then, right, he carries on drawing and he draws these little monkey ears, right? And they look a little bit like an A. This is a good story.
This must be true.
And
this is really good for audio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he goes, and so he goes, his wife goes, "A," and he goes, "E," and she goes,
"A,"
and he goes, "E," right, and very soon...
This goes on for a while.
Yeah, he keeps drawing stuff, right? Soon he's accidentally drawn the whole alphabet, and it wasn't long after that that they started putting the letters together. Actually, what happened was he left all his drawings in a massive pile, and when he came down the next morning, right, they'd just assembled into words, right? And then once they had words, they could say anything they liked. But you know what? They didn't want to talk to each other after that, Clive and his wife. They were very silent. They'd been very chatterboxes.
They felt like they sort of ran out of things to say.
But I'll tell you what they did do, right? Once they had words, they actually said, "Oh, now we can figure out what our names were." And they realised that Clive was called Clive. Harry was called Harry.
Marjorie was called Marjorie.
Right, that was his wife's name.
And he'd never known all that time because it's quite hard to mime.
And the only really weird thing was they actually found out that Harry's shop was called Harry's Fishmongers, which makes you wonder how he got a pencil there in the first place.
Yeah.
Anyway, so is that explained your question? The answer is yes! It has, because we know...
Because we know everything!
Question two.
Why are sticks called sticks if they're not even sticky?
Oh, that is a brilliant
That's
question.
That's an amazing question.
So brilliant. I'm going to hand this over to Carrie, who, by the way, is one of the nation's foremost stick professors.
I am professor of sticks at Cambridge University, so this is going to be absolutely
fine.
Oh,
that's why you have brown hair.
It is why I have brown hair.
And yeah, that makes sense.
And it's why I never, ever brush my hair, because it might snap, because it's made of sticks. And it's why I have to wash my hair, because actually, after a while... It does get a bit sticky.
Why is your hair kind of curled up?
Yeah.
Well,
don't trust that.
Because
stick professor.
Because it's made from a very rare form of stick.
Oh, yeah.
And sticks are always lumpy and stuff.
Well, so's my hair.
Carrie has got lumpy hair.
Yeah, you really don't want to come anywhere near my hair.
Quite lumpy.
It's lumpy, sticky, stick hair is what they called me at school.
Like foam.
Like foam, yeah, foam face.
Foam face.
Foam face, lumpy hairy, stick face.
Foam face, I have so unicorn, many names. Lumpy butt, stick face.
Sorry, what?
Lumpy butt.
Who calls stick you face. Are you calling me lumpy butt, stick face? Are you calling that's good.
That's all right.
That would be really insulting if they called me Lumpy Burt Stickface, but apparently it's fine.
But it's my official title as Professor of Sticks at Cambridge University.
She doesn't have a beard, but you have.
That's true.
And she has curly, straight hair, and you have curly, messy hair.
And no one's ever said that to me before. People always say I've got curly, messy hair, but I've had a hat on because it's cold.
But if you hang out with me more and more, then people by comparison will think your hair's quite
tidy.
They
think I'm neat.
Yeah.
But you don't have gold hair.
I don't have gold hair. Well, I have sticks.
We have a established.
For hair. We haven't got to the bottom of why they're
called sticks.
Why
in the
they're
first
called
place.
Sticks when they're not sticky.
Do you think this has got anything to do with our old friend Clive Letters?
Yeah, I guess so. It's basically the same story.
Well, how dare
how
you?
Dare
this is
you?
A totally different story
how
about
dare
Clive
you?
Letters.
You make it sound like we're making this stuff up.
It's so disgusting the
goodness
way these children
me.
Do not even know when they're in the presence of wisdom.
No respect.
None whatsoever.
Good.
It makes me ill.
Oh, bleh.
Has it got anything to do with Clive Letters, Professor Stickface Burpington?
Yes, in fact, it's exactly the same story.
Oh, right. So you're saying that after he drew all those other letters and they got words,
yeah.
What happened then?
Well, what happened then was
they're basically screaming. Screaming, scream, scream, scream.
Yeah, he did lots of screaming and he thought, this is a bit loud. How am I going to make it so that people down the ages in the future, after 2040, know what I was banging on about? So he thought, I've got to find a way of writing things down.
Even though he already had a pencil.
Even though he already had a pencil, but it was a fish finger and he was peckish.
Right.
But how come he didn't have a dish or anything to bang on?
Because
that came later.
It came afterwards. Because
if you
don't understand,
if you haven't got words, and the only shop nearby is Harry's Fishmongers, there's nowhere to buy a dish.
Dishmongers.
That came later.
Oh, they're idiots.
Later.
What are fish dungers?
Fish dungers. That's where the fish go to the toilet.
It's like dungarees for fish.
That's right, that one.
You know, you almost said stupid.
You didn't.
I didn't. I was going to say stupendous.
You did nearly say stupid.
Yeah,
well, you just both have said stupid.
Yes, you just said that she's called a stupid stick-faced Burpington or something.
No, we didn't.
Lumpy.
Sorry, it was Lumpy.
Lumpy.
Oh, Lumpy's fine, isn't
Lumpy's
it?
Lumpy's fine.
Carry on, Lumpy.
Okay. So if I can get back to my story, please.
Yeah, it's quite important.
If everyone is quite finished
we're trying
enjoying
to teach
themselves.
Kids,
yeah.
You know, I'm a teacher. You write books.
I don't write books. I don't do anything. So listen, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he had to find a way, Clive Letters, of writing things down.
Knowledge.
And the best way he could find of doing this was sticks. So he got sticks and he'd make them into the shape of letters.
Yep.
But they were, in those days, sticky. So they got stuck to his hands and he couldn't properly make them into letters. So what he had to do, and he does this every night now, ever since 2040, he now goes out at 6 o'clock in the morning and washes all the stickiness off the sticks so that everyone wakes up and thinks, why are sticks called sticks when they're not sticky?
There you go.
They are. He's washed them all off. That's why, first thing in the morning, the ground's all wet because Clive's been out washing the sticks.
You know Father Christmas, how he gets around the world in one night giving all the presents? Well, Clive Letters is
a bit
similar.
Like that, but with sticks.
He's just as busy, and he does it every night of the year, by the way.
Yeah. So basically, Father Christmas is a loser.
Loser. If it weren't for Clive Letters, all the sticks on the trees and everywhere would be sticky. So, and that is why you should respect your elders.
Yeah.
Because Lumpy is a professor.
You're not respecting another adult because you just said Santa Claus is a loser.
But Santa Claus isn't an adult. Santa Claus is only three.
And he's magic.
Yeah.
I thought 3-year-olds aren't brave.
Well, neither's Father Christmas.
My sister's three, and she's scared of that hamster.
That's true, and that hamster...
Well, so is Father Christmas.
Right.
Terrified of hamsters.
That's why you might not get any presents this year.
How come he told me to get a hamster?
Because he doesn't know what he's on about. He's only three.
Yeah. You want to talk to Clive Letters. He'd give you something useful, like a stick.
Yeah. Sure.
Do you even know if Santa Claus exists?
Yes.
Duh.
Oh, bonus question now.
Yeah,
Santa Claus exists. Otherwise, who was it who left that poo on my carpet last Christmas?
Yeah.
Your dog.
Oh, yeah, it might have been. Oh, it was...
But don't tell him.
It was her.
Okay. Oh, don't tell him.
Karen!
That's because I'm Father Christmas.
Is that why they call you Lumpy?
Yeah.
Did you know? The Great Wall of China isn't actually in China. It's in New York City. And it's not actually a wall. It's more like a very large statue of a woman with a spiky crown thing holding a torch. And it's not even called the Great Wall of China. It's called Big Ben.
Big Ben. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Did you know?
If a cornflake is flushed down the toilet, it grows into a game show host.
Question three.
How did war start?
How did war start?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know when... Have you ever got, like, really angry at your parents?
Yeah.
Right, and why? What sort of things make you angry at your mum and dad?
When they shout at me and don't give me sweets.
No, right, well, that's what happened, right? There was this one country, right, which was called Chessington, and there was this other country that was called...
Ballamory.
Yeah. And Chessington had a massive packet of sweets, right?
Huge
packet of
biggest
sweets.
Biggest packet of sweets you ever done seen.
Even bigger than this planet.
Not bigger than the planet, don't be silly.
Well, no, because then the planet would have fallen over.
So Chessington...
A bit smaller.
The point is that it was a massive packet of sweets because it had to feed all the people in Chessington. And Chessington's like, oh, we got some sweets. And then Ballamory's like, oh, can we have some sweets? And Chessington's like, oh, I don't think so.
What?
And then Ballamory's like,
what?
And then Chessington's like, these sweets are so yum. And then Ballamory's like, ah, look at Ballamory. Ballamory's going to, like, throw a wobbly. But then Ballamory thought, hold on, violence is the answer, I'll be crafty. So Ballamory started trying to negotiate and going things like...
Oh, go on, give us a sweet.
And, like, Chesterton was like...
Oh, go on, please.
And Chesterton was like... And then Ballamory...
And then Ballamory kept getting crossed about
he
to
did
stop.
A crafty one, though, Ballamory. He goes like, oh, go on, I'll give you one if
like
I
this?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit like... What are you doing? Tabby looks like she's about to...
Oh, no, your face is going red. Please breathe.
You're not having another growth spurt, are you? And then, like, so Chesterton... So all the people at Chesterton are like, no, we're honestly not going to give you any sweets. Then Ballamory goes, right, that's it.
Right, then I'm going to come over there and I'm going to send you to bed and I'm going to take your sweets.
Oh, yeah, so Chester's like, oh, yeah, you and whose army?
Well, this army, the Ballamory army, this
massive,
big army I've got standing
huge.
Behind me.
There's
right 20, here. Loads of us.
Army.
Millions.
We've only got eight people in our army.
Well, then I think we're going to win.
Oh, wow.
You better
army.
Give up now.
Yeah, but we didn't tell you. We're a massive nation of giants.
And you've got all those sweets and we haven't got any sweets. Yeah. And we're starving and we need sweets.
So do you still want to fight Ballamory? Said Chessington, the country.
And Ballamory had gone too far to back down. So they went... Yeah.
So the 20,000 people of Ballamory row over on their massive Viking ship.
Viking long ships.
Which was called the Pride of Fife. And they run.
And they arrive in Chessington.
Which is weird, right? Because Chessington actually didn't have a sea around it. It was an inland.
Yeah, but it did have a world of adventures. So they arrived in their Viking long ships on a log flume.
Yep, on a log flume. Everybody,
on a log flume. On a log flume.
That's where we get the famous song from, right? They come over on the log flume, right? They start battling the eight massive giants of Ballamory. So it's quite a fair battle, right?
Yeah, it's pretty even. It's a pretty even match. 20,000 people.
But do you know?
And eight giants.
And eight giants. Do you know who won in the end? Shall I tell you? No one. Because war is rubbish.
Yeah.
It's rubbish.
No one ever wins in war.
Yeah, who knows?
Even if people say they do.
Right. The only good thing about war is that it gave us the marvellous song, On a Log Flume.
Yeah, on a log flume.
They came in on a log flume.
They're going back on a log flume. They're warring on a log flume.
Fighting on a log flume.
Ow! On a log
flume. So actually, maybe war's brilliant.
Well, they just kill a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, but on the other hand...
think of the music.
On a log flume. They came in
on a log flume.
It was a log flume.
L-O-G-F-M-U-M-E-L-O-G-F.
Anyway, right, so that's how war starts.
That's how war starts.
It's usually over sweets.
And it never really ended.
It never ended.
It's always a draw.
It's always
a draw.
It's always
And it's always a rubbish draw.
A rubbish
Isn't
draw.
It? It's always a nil-nil draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's rubbish. Boo. Boo.
But I think that's answered your question, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And answers it in a cheerful way with a song, which I hadn't expected for a question
which
about
is,
war.
It's a coincidence. Do you know how we got here to record you today?
Nope.
We came in
on a log flume. Yeah, on a log flume.
We arrived
in North London on a log flume.
All right, that's brilliant. So before we have the next question from you guys, should we see if Anthony Plum would like to ask
something? Yes. Anthony, how are you doing? Would you like to ask a question? Anything at all?
Anthony, your mum told me that you had come up with some really good questions this week. And there's
and you've written them all down?
There's no
I can see that. Do you want to read one of them out?
Do you
maybe?
No?
He's a bit shy.
He's a bit shy.
A bit shy.
Never mind. We'll try a bit later
Maybe later on.
Never mind. Thanks for trying, Anthony.
Maybe he'll get brave.
Okay, so we'll go back to you guys.
Question four.
Why is the world invented?
Why is the world invented?
That's so easy.
It's almost too easy. It's should too we much... just skip that one and go to another question?
It's so easy. Oh, hold on a minute.
We're contractually obliged to answer all and every and all questions.
We have to. Well, why do you think the world was invented, Theo?
I don't know.
Why do you think, Tubby?
I think it's because God appeared it.
Now, do you think it was invented, or do you think it just like appeared like a fart in a bath?
A fart in a bath.
I think it might have just popped up like a fart in a bath.
I think it popped up in a fart.
Everyone thinks it's now got something to do with the fart. Well, do you think that's what the Big Bang was, Carrie?
I think it was.
Maybe it was an earthquake from a fart. Maybe it was an earthquake from a fart.
We all agree that it's something to do with a fart.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, hold on, we got some dissent. What, Theo, what do you think then if it wasn't a fart?
Alternative explanation.
It wasn't God and it wasn't a fart.
Big Bang?
I think it was from a asteroid.
Oh, yeah.
The world was a part of an asteroid.
Then why, when the world was invented, why was it, like, not on fire then?
Yeah. Answer that, Tabby.
Yeah, because whoever did the fart didn't light it.
Hold on. Are we all sitting on a massive fart? Is that what this planet is?
Yeah.
Oh, now you think it is a fart again, do you?
It would explain the smell.
Right, and we've got time for one last question, which is...
Question 5.
Tabby.
What would you do if you had no money, no food, no house, and you had no family, and you were in the jungle?
That's a brilliant question.
But I'm in a jungle.
Mm-hmm. You made it really easy, haven't you?
Yeah.
I'd just be happy with what I had.
You had no money, no food.
I'd be happy. You don't need happy.
I think I'd be all right without money.
And they
in the
had
jungle.
No. Rain, no water.
Okay. It's a jungle, of course there's water.
By the way, you've got no face or legs or hands or anything else. What would you do then?
And there's no jungle and there's no floor.
All right, no, hold it. Well, then I would... No, if I were in a jungle and I didn't have any money or food, the first thing I'd have to do, right, is get some money to buy food.
I would find...
Yeah, but how would you get the money?
I'd get some food. I would get some food.
I'd look for a water source first.
You would kill...
Worcester sauce.
Yeah, I'd look for water source first. Yeah, because there's no point finding any food if you've got no sauce to put on it.
Oh yeah, that's true. So you'd find some fast flying Worcester sauce.
You're in a jungle, remember?
We're looking for sauce.
Yeah, we're looking for sauce.
That's what Carrie said.
Oh, fruit sauce.
Yeah.
So we'd find some,
find some sauce.
You'd find some sauce, and once you found the sauce, that way if you followed the source of the sauce, so it's
what
sauce.
What about mashing sauce. Bamboo?
Well, hold on a second.
That comes after the sauce. Next. There's no point in mashing bamboo if you haven't got any sauce.
If you followed the sauce long enough, you get to the hamburger place.
The hamburger place.
Right, on the edge of the jungle, on the edge of civilization.
Which is shelter.
Next problem. You've solved that. You've solved sauce, you've solved shelter, you've got a hamburger. You've got no money now. Are you wearing clothes at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got clothes.
What kind of clothes?
Polar bear skin.
Oh, you're wearing polar
bear skin.
Oh.
Where did I find that?
When you were in...
In the Arctic jungle.
Oh,
in the Arctic.
Arctic. Because you were walking for years and years without any food.
Wow.
You were eating the ice.
I sound amazing.
You do sound brilliant.
Wouldn't you die if you didn't have anything to eat?
Yeah,
that's
for,
true.
Like, 2 years or 3 years or 4 years.
Yeah, you would.
You ate the ice.
Because Carrie is super. This is the adventures of Super Lumpy Woman.
Super Lumpy. I made food out of sticks because I'm Professor of Sticks.
Yeah, sounds right. So, okay, you got to the hamburger place. You're dressed as a polar bear. How do you get your money? Easy peasy. You do tricks and you go, I'm a performing bear. And everyone's like, they know you're not a real bear, but they know it's going to be a lot of fun to see you trying to juggle.
No one can resist it. They're thinking, this isn't real, but I can't resist
That's
it.
That's where they make their first mistake.
Are you forgetting that there's a rubber tree in the jungle?
Well, am I forgetting? On the contrary, that's all I've been thinking about, that there's a rubber tree in the jungle. So what I was about to say is, when you were in the jungle...
That's how you made your Wellington boots.
Liar, pants on fire.
Your pants are on fire. I can't believe this.
Your pants on fire, did you know that?
Oh, hold on, my pants are on fire. Sorry, that's just pure coincidence. It's got nothing to do with telling the truth. Okay, so my pants are on fire. Ow! And they're putting their headphones on now so they can't hear us. Yeah. So thanks, you haven't learned a thing. You made me ill.
Oh,
that's it.
I don't know why we bothered.
I'm over this, Kat. I'm going.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I have a nice day.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad just cannot be bothered to explain something that you want explaining...
If you feel like no one's listening and you've got no one else in the entire world to turn to...
Ask the Clever Chaos! Bye!